Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dr. Hermine Hartman is a longstanding Monday guest every Monday at this time. She is the founder of Indigo. I was just on the site, and I love that it says, we deliver stories that have been mistold, gone untold, and need to be retold, but you are writing about Pope Francis. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hartman. How are you?
Lisa, no doubt. What a way to end Easter, right? Easter Eve, right?
Yes.
Easter night, right?
We were talking with Father Rocky, and it just showed that he was passionate about the things he believed in and working up until the moment he died.
How about it? And that's what he said as we watched the news and watched the reports from the Vatican. That's what he said he wanted to do. He wanted to die on his feet, and he did. And, you know, Lisa, when you can go as you wish to go, I think that's a blessing directly from God.
Absolutely.
He was such an humble man, and yesterday was a wonderful day for him as he spoke to parishioners and congregants, but I love to see him with children. He seemed to have a magic with children.
Yes, yes. I was just watching a video. One of my favorite videos is a little boy whose dad had passed away, and he had an audience with the Pope, and he must have been about 8 years old, and he went to ask the Pope this question, and he started crying, and there was someone else there to comfort him, and the Pope finally said to this little boy, just come up here and whisper the question in my ear. And they had a conversation. And then he said this young child gave him permission to share publicly with the audience that was there. And the little boy's concern was that his father was never baptized, and but he wanted to know if his dad went to heaven. His dad had passed, but his dad had made sure all four of his children were baptized in the church. And this little boy was so gravely concerned that his dad didn't make it to heaven. And it's just beautiful the way the Pope handled it and answered that question for that child and hugged that child when he was crying unconsolably. That's what we want from our leaders.
That's what we want. And, you know, what touched me all the time I saw it, I would always tear up, when he would wash the feet. Mm-hmm. When he would wash the feet of the prisoners, and he would wash the feet of the maybe the elderly and homeless people, that was always so touching to me to see him do that. I thought that's just one of the most humble things that you possibly can do.
Yes, he went to do that on Thursday. He visited the prisoners on Thursday, traditionally done on Thursday, and he was too ill, not able to wash their feet, but certainly was there to bless them. And
he was.
I thought, oh, he must be very, very ill, because if he had the ability to do this, he would.
Well, you know, he was without a lung. There's a lung that the Pope did not have.
Right.
Do you realize that?
Yeah, he lost a part of his lung when he was a child due to disease.
Right, yeah. Right. So pneumonia was a very serious, threatening life disease for him to have. I think we remember him with the humbleness that he had. One of the things, he did not live in the Pope's mansion. He lived in the guest house, which I understand was just a very small place, two or three rooms. And he had dinner with others. He didn't eat by himself, which was smart. And just his humbleness of kissing the ground as he visited places, and the feet watching, that just touches me. That's shaking to me. It's just such an humble thing to do.
In your writing, Farewell to Pope Francis, a Shepherd of Mercy and Reform, you said history will remember Francis as a man who attempted to steer a 2,000-year-old institution through the turbulent waters of the 21st century.
Well, he was the Pope of now. He wasn't the Pope of yesterday. He wasn't the ancient Pope trying to make today fit. He came up to the today and adjusted the church to the now. And I think his question was profound when they asked him about the gay priest. And he said, who am I to judge?
Are you Catholic, Dr. Hartman?
That will go down.
Hmm? Are you Catholic?
I am not.
I didn't think so, but this piece that you wrote about Pope Francis is absolutely beautiful.
You know, Lisa, when I was in college, I studied religious institutions. And, you know, they all, at the end of the day, say the same thing in different ways. But I have studied Catholicism. I've studied Judaism. I love the Baptist Church. And of late, I've studied the Muslims. So I look at all of it, and they all have profound messages, but basically they all say the same thing.
And what does separate him from other popes who have washed the feet of many people? He did wash the feet of Muslims.
He did wash the feet. He was a pope, I think, for everybody. He wasn't a pope for the Catholic. He was a universal pope, accepting all people, all religions. And I loved what he had to say, that he stood up about the immigrants. Mm-hmm. He stood up for that. And that might have been the last public conversation that he had with the Vice President of the United States. That will go down in history as his last public visit. And what on earth was said? The Pope did not cave in. The Pope stood up for the righteousness and the right of the moment. And I think that's the thing that we remember about Pope Francis, is the love. But he stood up for what was right. And in leadership, the kind of leadership that he has as a religious leader, Lisa, that's not easy. That's hard to do.
Yes.
Because you're not trying to offend anybody, but at the same time, you're trying to steer everybody in the right direction.
Thank you so much for joining us as we remember Pope Francis today, Dr. Hartman.
Thank you, Lisa.
In her writing, she wrote, "History will remember Pope Francis not just for what he did, but for how he made people feel seen, heard, and held."